God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
And the system is brazen. It's a lot of stuff that's up in your face now. It is. I mean, years ago, it wouldn't be up in your face. It'd be in the closet. But now it's flaunting this stuff right up in your face. Don't care now. All in your face. It's gotten brazen. So there's got to be a spirit that gets bold. You can't go and hide and, well, just be politically correct and, you know, just leave them alone. They'll go. No, it ain't going away. It's a war now, a clash of kingdoms now. Amen. And God's going to prove whose kingdom, amen, is going to last. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Systems in the world are going to be shaken. Economies are being shaken. But that which God has built cannot be shaken. God will bless you when nobody else is getting blessed. See, some of y'all don't know him like that. See, you're so caught up in the world system. See, we cannot be entangled with the affairs of this life so that we can be a good soldier. Good soldiers don't even take their boots off when they sleep. Not in a time of war. They don't put pajamas on and, you know, have a cup of tea. No, they got their rifle on and they night goggles. Ain't bathed in weeks. Tell somebody, wake up. We've already gone over how many are going to be rudely awakened in the body of Christ. And I said last week, I ain't going to say I told you, even though I've been telling you a long time, since March of last year. I hadn't changed the message. I hadn't changed it. There's a lot of stuff I don't disclose because a whole lot of folk can't take it. And so God said, just tone some stuff down. Just share it with an inner circle. Because a lot of people can't take it. They get afraid because your heart is so in the world. God is going to judge this world. The world is on course for judgment, period. Wicked men, God, I'm telling you, God is going to judge wicked men, period. You can't have more compassion than Jesus. Tell the truth. Amen. Speak the truth in love to them. Try to get them saved. If they don't receive them, that's on them. Amen. So in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, let me get into this message. The Lord, if you'll get that up on the screen for me, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, and we're talking about the Elijah anointing. Papa Jonathan spoke a couple of weeks back about an armory being released. I believe that with all my heart, that God has an armory of mantles and anointings. Tell somebody, but you got to qualify for it. We live in a day and time of entitlement where people feel like they are just entitled. I showed up, so I'm entitled. I got news for you. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9 says, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. Next verse, please. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Where art thou? We are all familiarized with this portion of scripture. Adam, it wasn't like God didn't know where Adam was. It's like if the Lord asked you right now, where you at? It's not like he doesn't know where you at. He know where you gonna be at tomorrow. He knows your uprising and down setting. What he was saying, Adam, where are you? Adam had left his place. Amen. And it wasn't like God was curious as to where he was. He was saying to Adam, where are you? In other words, let me rephrase this. Do you know where you are? Amen. Amen. See, when Adam stepped out of his place as a son,
Amen.
It affected his fatherhood, which affected his sons.
Amen.
Let me say that again. When Adam stepped out of his sonship, his place as a son, it eventually affected his fatherhood, which affected his sons. One of the greatest indictments, and I'm glad this is Daddy's Day. Again, God bless you all on this Father's Day. One of the greatest indictments that can be brought against a man is that he's a poor father. Can I talk to you this morning? Let me say it again. One of the greatest indictments that can be brought against a man that has children is that he's a poor father. Most men who fail at fatherhood fail at fatherhood because they failed at sonship. Or they were never exposed to a positive paternal influence. So therefore, hear me, they don't understand the value of a father nor the privilege of sonship. I don't need nobody. I'm a self-made man. Well, that's why you're so messed up. Okay, how much money you got? What kind of influence you got? You know you messed up. Amen? Now, listen to this. 53% of men in the American prison system didn't have a father in the house and never learned to be a son. So the system deemed them only fit to be incarcerated. Now, let me just bring balance to that, because there are those that didn't have fathers coming up, but God gave them such a grace. And they're fathers today, and they're good fathers. So, you know, understand, this is just the rule of thumb. Because what we see in the world today is a result of this. And see, the spirit of Elijah is being sent to turn the hearts. See, the devil has attacked the family structure. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, he's attacking it big time. Look at the sitcoms. Look at the cartoons. Look at the commercials. I'm telling you, it's in your face. He don't care. It's in your face. It's time for us to get in his face. Amen. And see whose God is really God. Prison comes from the word, from a Latin word, prohensio. It means to apprehend. Apprehensio. It means to lay hands on someone or seize someone to restrain them, to curb their personality or their behavior. There's a system set up in the world called the prison system. Now, when a boy has no qualified man to restrain him lawfully, you know what begins to happen. He begins to act out without boundaries and is institutionalized for the very purpose a father was intended.
Amen.
You do enough research, you'll find that the very core of everything that's wrong in the world today stems from this.
Amen.
It stems from this. Let's continue. The father's call is to lay hands on his boy and curb his behavior. But laws and stuff that are passed today, I'm telling you, that's why I'm telling you, it's not what was the system is not for us. It's geared against us. When the father's not there, the system puts him in an institution, apprehensio, to curb his personality while they restrict his movements. Institutionalized. it messes up the psyche. All because the father didn't do his part. Say amen real loud. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. It's going to get better here. Because see, the spirit of Elijah is coming to turn hearts. See, this is part of the great reset. It ain't over yet. Amen. What looks like is lost, it ain't lost yet. The devil's the loser. Amen. Tell somebody, we win.
We win.
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. Something that we need to know and understand. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. What we want to see here is that God is a father.
Amen.
God has a family. Now, this was ever before Adam and Eve. Talk about the whole family in heaven. Okay, so God is a father. John chapter 14. And verse number 2, the Gospel of John chapter 14 and verse number 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So God has a family. God has a house. Okay, now we are the temple. We are the house of the Holy Spirit, but God also has a house. And in that house are many mansions, many dimensions. He said, I go away, I go there to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. All right? So the word father, father is the Greek word pata, P-A-T-A. And the Greek word for family is patria, P-A-T-R-I-A. So the root word for family is not mommy.
Amen.
It's not Emma, is not, it's Abba, is Father.
Amen.
This, I'm telling you, this is why the world is whack right now.
Amen.
This is why things are messed up right now. That's why, look how the enemy has come against the church. There are 3/4 women versus maybe 1/4 men in the church.
Amen.
We're doing a whole lot better here. We saw all these men come up, but as a rule, for years and years and years, who's in the prayer meeting? Women. Who's doing all the work? Women.
Amen. Amen.
Say amen, brothers.
Amen.
It's going to get better. It's going to get better.
Amen.
Am I right or wrong?
Amen.
Why? It's been a shake up and a mess up of the original, amen, of the original way God said it, the original order. Because at the root of it is patra. Father, patria, family. And so the enemy has distorted. Some people don't know what a family is. And if this dark agenda is pushed all the way through, our grandchildren won't know what a marriage is. That's why it's been under such an attack, because the enemy is trying to redefine a bunch of stuff. But I got news for you. God's getting ready to reset some stuff. He's sending a spirit of Elijah that's going to get bold, that's going to turn some things around.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Is your financial strategy in tune with your values? At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Thrivent is a holistic financial services organization that helps you achieve your financial goals and put your purpose into action. You can reach us at 772-408-0771.